Podcast. I'm Darby.
And I'm Melissa.
If you are new, welcome. We are here to talk shit and normally drink wine, but we're both drinking beer tonight. And if you're returning, thank you. We appreciate it.
Yes. All right.
Shall we just dive right in here?
Let's dive in.
All right. So for topics I came up with, Spotify Wrapped came out, and it's my favorite day of the year. And I love it. I love seeing everyone's. I think you learn so much about a person from their Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I see these and I'm like, I didn't see, like, picture this person listening to lesbian pop, but good for them.
But here we are.
I looked at Mike the night before and I was like, I wonder who my number two artist is going to be. Because we all knew Taylor Swift would be my number one.
Yeah. The only bad part about mine is I share with Andy.
Make your own profile.
I know I need to.
I'm going to do it for you at this point.
I'll do it.
Please. I'm begging you.
Taylor Swift still got number two.
And that's honestly the biggest win for me.
Which was my number one. Because I don't listen to Atmosphere.
Oh, that's definitely Andy.
Yeah.
That much Atmosphere?
Apparently.
Because we've listened to Taylor Swift on your Spotify so much.
So much.
That's, I'm impressed by Andy. How many minutes were on your guys' Spotify app?
Like 12,400 and something.
Fair enough. I think I had 36,000 in music and another 36,000 in podcasts. I had like 72,000 minutes of Spotify.
How is mine not longer? I always played music at golf.
Right. And that's like, what, 2 hours a week? That is impressive. Yours is so low.
Yeah.
And every time we're here, you or Andy is on aux and we're playing music, playing games.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's weird.
Maybe I'm very wrong.
I don't know. Because I also feel like even though I'm 72,000 minutes, I almost feel like I should have more because I always have it on.
Yeah.
Like always. At work, when I'm working on stuff, I have a headphone in my car, at home.
I'm looking right now. But I don't know how to do it on the computer.
Is there a Wrapped icon?
I don't know.
Will you look?
Yeah.
I also really, like, this was the most basic year of music I've ever had in my life.
Well.
For good reason. I'm happy with it. This is my girly pop year because I had Taylor Swift, Chapel Roan, Olivia Rodrigo, Sabrina Carpenter, and Noah Kahan.
Hell yeah.
I loved it. Loved it so much. Chapel Roan, I'm almost shocked, wasn't number one because of how much I listened to her this year.
Yeah, it was quite a bit.
I feel like I drove you mad at my bachelorette party playing the same two songs. I drove some people crazy.
Got used to it.
Hot to Go is just a jam.
Yeah, you guys went ham on that one.
I do feel like you would like her more if you listened to the other songs. I feel like you would love My Kink is Karma. Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Sounds like something I would like.
Yeah. And then song-wise, it was two Taylor Swift songs and three Chapel Roan songs.
Sounds like, yeah. Right. I can't find it.
But what I will say is I like the Wrapped. I like the top five. I love the top 100 playlist. Your top 100 songs of the year. Because I always have like three songs that make it every single year.
Of course.
Doja Cat, Tia Tamara, Waka Flocka, No Hands. And at least Animals by Nickelback every year.
Nickelback, huh?
I love Nickelback.
All right.
They are. I'm going to see them in July. I'm so excited. I will be a feral rat.
I mean, I could get a bar. can get on board with that.
My favorite part is Mike is coming with me, and Mike is the biggest Nickelback hater.
Why?
They're not cool. That's not real rock. Yes, it is. Nickelback
Shut
is the
fuck
best.
Up, Mike.
Facts. There's a meme that pops up on my Facebook every year, and it's like I tagged him in it when we were first started dating, and it's like, alpha males listen to Nickelback, beta males say he sucks. And I send it to him every year.
As you should.
Outside of Taylor Swift, who else do you think you listen to the most this year?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Who else? I listen to a bunch of, like, mix, like a big mix of people.
Mm-hmm. You're really on a Benson Boone kick this year, too.
Yep. Beautiful Things was one of my most played songs. But yeah. Also, Harvey loves it.
Oh, yeah.
He loves Benson Boone.
He
so.
Loves him.
Yeah. It's always, he's always asking for that or Bye Bye Bye.
Because of Deadpool?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then I started singing it one day, and he goes, Mom! You know this song? And I'm like, dude, this song has been around for so long.
You don't even know, kid.
And he's like, but it's from Deadpool. And I'm like, shut up. I'm like, dude, we're going to listen to the entire NSYNC album.
You might create an animal if you do that with them.
I'm working on it.
Okay. That'd be your dream come true, though, too.
Yeah, it would.
I'm surprised you haven't started them. That's so rude. At least come wave high to the camera then.
Walks in whistling.
This is Andy. Anyways. Who is the other chick that you've been listening to a lot this year that's the hockey player's ex-girlfriend?
Tate McRae.
Yes. Love her too.
Yeah, she's good.
She's really good.
Big fan. I love that. I knew that right off the hockey player's ex-girlfriend.
Well, the hockey player was from the Sioux Falls Stampede.
Yeah.
Which your season ticket holders do.
I also have his autograph on a jersey.
That's right. I forgot about that. That's even better.
Yeah.
What a full circle moment.
He was like my favorite.
And he fumbled so hard.
So hard.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Okay. We've also been obsessed with The Circle again.
Yeah, we got right back on that kick.
We took it had to have been like this, like 5 month hiatus from the wedding stuff.
Yep. And then after that, we just got right back to it.
What season are we watching?
Seven.
Seven. Is that the newest one?
Mm-hmm.
I have personal beef with Kevin now. Is his name Kevin?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I missed it.
No, it's Kevin. K-Fern is what he calls himself.
He is the definition of toxic masculinity.
He's the definition of a walking red flag.
Facts. Facts. I don't get how everyone likes him still.
No.
He's pissing me off.
Yeah. And Savannah. Glad she went home.
I'm glad she went home. He did her so dirty.
So dirty.
So dirty. That was a bitch move.
Yeah.
Kevin, fucking if you ever watch this, fuck you.
Threw her under the fucking bus.
Oh, like, you're my boo thing. I'll be a stepdad to your dog.
Peace the fuck out.
Get the fuck out. Bros before hoes.
Too bad your bro wasn't a fucking bro.
He doesn't know that yet, but I can't wait for him to find out.
Dude, same.
It's gonna be epic. Do you... So, I don't remember exactly where we left off. But do we think that people are going to start seeing through Kevin's bullshit, or does he make it to the end?
I don't think he'll make it to the end. I think people are already questioning him.
You can't make that many alliances. You can't be loyal to everyone because someone has to go home.
Yeah. You can't keep picking people over other alliances.
I really hope. Is it Rachel? Is she the other catfish girl?
Yeah.
I want her to win.
Deb.
Deb. I want Deb, aka Rachel, to win. She
Dude,
might.
she's my spirit animal.
She is
She's
like,
me when I'm 54.
that is you to a T.
You don't like it, bitch? Don't care.
She's epic. I love it.
Me too.
If we've talked about going on the circle as a duo, and I think we'd win, hands down, easiest thing.
We'd kill it.
We'd crush it. We're gonna go as our friend Allie.
Well, yeah.
Because we know her the most, so it's easy to catfish as someone you know.
She's got just a cute little face, too.
Yeah, she's a cute little blonde, super hot. Sorry, CJ, we will make her single because we have to flirt our way to the top.
Yeah. Just for the circle, it's
Just
fine.
for the circle,
Pretend.
pretend Allie's gonna be single and flirting with all the men and rounding up the girls, and we're gonna start all the shit. And
Stir that pot.
we're gonna make our way to the top.
Yeah, and win a shit ton of money.
It'll be so epic and it'll be such a nice vacation.
Yeah.
We get to sit in an apartment getting drunk, hot tub, the workout room. It'll be so fantastic.
The workout room that we would both use super often.
I'm being optimistic here.
Maybe at that point in
We're there for so long.
time.
There's only so much we can drink before we're violently hungover for days on end.
Touche. You're not wrong.
We'll work out. We'll be like those people that are working out, and that's where we start our conversations.
I gotta go finish my set. Bye.
Hops in another group chat. I don't like him. I don't remember what his name is. I don't like him.
Garrett.
Yes, I don't like Garrett. He seems a little snakish to me.
He hasn't really been there long enough to know.
I just don't get a good vibe.
Yeah, I can see that.
I get a great vibe from Madeline, though, the other new one.
Yeah.
Because she's here to also stir it up, and she's like, yeah, I act like I'm Kevin's friend because I need to, but I don't like this guy.
Yeah, 100%.
Great. I feel bad when she's going to find out that Andy's not real.
I am too.
Because they would be a really cute couple if he was.
But the girl that plays Andy, I'm pretty sure she knows him in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's her friend.
That's true. She's got to set him up.
Yeah.
She has to. That'd be so epic. No one is ever going to be more my favorite in any season than Chloe.
Yeah.
She deserved to win.
I mean, just because I like her.
But she was
She
so.
didn't do a good job at the game, though.
I mean, she was just herself, and she was so unproblematic, and she was just like,
She
ba da
just
da da
wasn't
da.
strategic.
No, she's just naturally popular.
Yeah, because she's hot.
And funny.
Yeah.
That's all she really needed to be.
It's true.
And she had a really good like backstory with starting that rehab facility and like her dad's on her.
Yep.
I will say the person that won that season, like she was catfishing as her husband for their daughter at home. And I was like, all right, I can't even be mad at that though. That was really precious.
Yeah. The season I also really like, Darian, I think is his name. He's the elementary school teacher.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
This season, the one we're watching.
whoops.
He's the one that likes to dance a lot.
He's got some interesting moves on him.
Yeah, he does. They're fun.
I'd say he's like the most mellow, safest option of the season.
Yeah, him and
Andy.
his alliance, the girl,
Oh,
Jadeja.
Jadeja.
They are just Switzerland and everything.
Yep, they're just like, all right, y'all, figure it out.
We'll be here when you do.
Which is really smart to do too, because you're not making enemies, you're middle of the pack, but you also have to worry about them being safe, because if you are so middle of the pack, then it's like, all right, they can go.
Hey.
Also, the two guys catfishing as the girl. Andy's cousins. I'm so certain of it.
Dude, for real. They're like the same people.
These Jersey boys that are just out here running amok.
The best part is Andy used to think he was Italian.
I'm not fully convinced he's not.
I mean, me either, but who even knows anymore?
He's the most Italian, non-Italian guy I've ever met.
Yeah.
Got the olive skin, the black curly hair. He looks.
Talks with his hands a lot.
He could have been on Jersey Shore.
Yeah, but he doesn't like to go to the gym. Or tan. Or do his own laundry. He would have failed.
Why he's only part Italian.
Yeah.
Like those two guys are just so energetic, and everyone's like, oh, it's this really sweet girl. It's like, no, it's just these
No,
two
just
Jersey
two weird
fuckers
guys.
that are like, let's fuck shit up.
Oh, yeah, I love those two. Their energy is above all else.
I would also love if they won.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad about that.
I wouldn't be mad at all. I think it'd be so epic. We will also have more players coming in though too.
Yeah.
So my mind could change.
Yeah, because we're only, what, 3 episodes in?
Oh, we're more than that. We have to be at least four. We binged watched it that night. We were here for
Yeah.
hours.
Yeah, I forgot you guys left so late.
Yeah. It was 11 o'clock when we finally left.
Yeah, okay, so we were like 4 or 5 in.
I think so.
More to go.
Where to go? More updates to come on our
Yeah.
circle adventure. And if you think we should go, let us know.
That'd be so fun.
It'd be so much fun. I could work from there.
Same.
Be fine.
We can do our podcast there.
Exactly.
Dude.
We just couldn't talk about it while we're there.
Yeah.
But we'd have so much content then afterwards. It'd be great. I think it'd be so much fun.
Hey, Netflix.
Hey, Netflix, let's go. We're here. We're ready to go. Sign us up. Coming to the circle soon. The Why Not podcast.
Hopefully.
Oh, shoot.
So, so you're wearing your Taylor Swift sweatshirt.
Am. It has Midnight's song on the back of it, too. It's pretty sick. My husband got it for me for my birthday.
So kind of him.
It was a great gift.
For once.
He struggles. He always gets me great gifts, but getting them to the house is the hard part. He
Yeah.
struggles a lot. He sent them to his parents' old address once. UPS wouldn't just drop it off, and he had to take a day off of work to sign for a package. This was 2 weeks late. Because it got delayed. One of my Christmas presents is not going to be here till 2 weeks after Christmas now. And he ordered it 3 weeks ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's not having good luck. It's fine. But
This man.
It is the last night of the Eras tour
Yep.
as we are filming this.
Found out that they're doing a light show at Arrowhead Stadium when the Chiefs walk in. So like everyone will log into their app and just hit join the light show, and all their like cameras and stuff will flash to the beat of the music.
That's so cool.
And people are saying it's going to be a Taylor Swift song. I mean, they'd be stupid not to.
Right.
But yeah. So I'm excited to watch that.
I also saw, because Vancouver started on Friday night, it was the first night of the tour there. They're filming again.
Yeah, there's cameras everywhere.
There's cameras everywhere, and some of them have Chiefs logos on them.
Interesting.
Yes.
So you're going home and watching the game, right?
Is it still going to happen tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably. I also have to watch the National Finals Rodeo is going on this week, too, and I have a fantasy team that is going so bad.
Well, choices, you know?
Well, I could probably do both. I'll have one on my phone and one on the TV, and Mike's just going to have to deal with it because he hates both.
He can go game.
True. But yeah.
And then you can also read.
Yep.
All the things.
Yeah, I started The Sinner. The Sinner today.
Yes!
I know.
That's
interesting. Not mad.
Better.
Going better. Going okay. Better. Going better. I'm only like 25 pages in.
Okay.
So I will keep everyone updated because I know like quite a few people reached out after last week. I was like, what book was it? And I would send it to them and they're like, oh yeah, give the rest of the series a go. You'll like it. And I was like, okay. So
you listen to everyone else, but not me and Kat.
Kat was one of them, and you were one of them. I needed a break. That was intense to start with. I started with The Sinner. I'm reading The Ritual.
Yeah.
The Sinner was a lot.
Yeah.
I'm liking The Ritual so far.
Okay. Good.
So, I have a full docket tonight. Chiefs game. National Finals Rodeo, and I will stay up till 1:30 in the morning watching the live stream of the last night of the Eras Tour, and I will sob when it's done.
That's all right. I will not stay up, so any cool updates, let me know.
Will do. I'll send you the... I'm so curious what she's going to do for mashup songs for the last night. It's like she's got to go big or go home. I saw one theory I really like because she does one on guitar and one on the piano.
Mm-hmm.
I think the guitar will be a song from each era, starting with Taylor Swift, ending with the Torture Poets Department.
Yep.
And then piano, I think it will be The Manuscript and You're on Your Own, Kid.
Those would be really good.
Mm-hmm. I stole that theory from someone else. That's not coming out of this noggin on my own. But it's good. Last night, I did watch them because, like, when you texted me you were home, that's when they were going on.
Oh.
And she brought Gracie Abrams out and did I Love You, I'm Sorry with, I'm blanking on the name. It's from Speak Now. It was a beautiful mashup, and people were absolutely hating in the live stream comments.
Really?
Oh, sometimes Swifties make me so mad.
I feel like a lot of them want things to go the way they want them to.
Right.
And not the way that she sees fit.
Yeah. They're like, her. It's the second to last night and you're doing these basic ass mashups. And it's like, she's brought all of her openers out at least once. So yeah, it makes sense that she's going to bring Gracie out on the last stop of the tour. It was a great mashup. Like, it just flowed together.
Yeah.
Like, they were having some sound technicalities, I think. So sorry.
Yeah. You can't have everything perfect.
You can't have everything perfect. And then on the piano, she did the Tortured Poets Department with Maroon. And she's played Maroon, like, 10 times on this tour. She loves that song. And it obviously means so much to her.
Yeah.
And people are like, stop playing it. As she said, this song means so much to me. Let the woman play her songs.
Can't do it.
I just swiped the comments away. I was like,
That's what I would have to do.
Get your negative ass out of here. It was pissing me off so much. Yeah,
that's what I would have had to do. I could not have just sat there and read all of them.
No. Also, one last thing that makes me so mad about the Eras Tour is there's a trend right now, and it's like part of me is still back in, I don't remember what the lyrics of the actual town is, but people use it as the town that they went to the Eras Tour in. And there's like the ones like, yeah, I went to Glendale night one, I went to Tampa night two, blah, blah, blah. When I start swiping, if there are more than 10 photos of 10 different cities, pisses me off. I don't care that you can spend your money how you want. I didn't get to go once. Why are you going 10 plus times?
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. The most I saw was 18 different shows.
Like, one, that's a fuck ton of money.
That's so much money.
And two, let other people go.
Yeah. Everyone's like, you could have bought it. The way resale works is if the demand is high, the price is high. So if you keep going and you keep buying,
yeah,
the prices will remain high. Stop going.
And give other people even a slight chance. Yes.
And like, there are people like my cousin Emma. She's the biggest 50 I know. She went to 3 shows. That's fine. Because she got the show she went with her husband in Vegas. And then the whole, like, all the sisters and their dad went to 1 in Denver.
That's cool.
It was really sweet. And I was like, yeah, you have to do that. And then her and her childhood best friend, who was her biggest Swiftie best friend, got to go to Indianapolis. I'm not mad at you going 3 times for that. That is a little more
but
understandable.
10 and 18. No. That's an insane amount.
Yeah. Like, holy shit. And there's people, it's like, they went to all, like, they went to 3 nights in a row in London. And then they flew to another European country and watched her there. And it's like, they only get so many shows over there.
Yeah. Why take them?
Because it is cheaper to go to a show in Europe than it is in America.
Well, I get that,
but so that's like their reasoning.
But that many of them?
And I had a couple friends that did go to London as like a bucket list trip, and they went to one night there, and they didn't go to any in America, and I'm like, all right, I get that too.
But like, I'm on board with the traveling for that stuff.
Like, oh, yeah. But not if you've been to 10 other shows, I'm not.
Right.
Vancouver did, because
especially
like,
if you're crossing something off your bucket list at the same time.
Oh, yeah. That's what I would have done, honestly. If I didn't have the wedding this year, I probably would have done that in a heartbeat. Yeah. And I do like what Vancouver's doing, too. So they have the whole arena, and normally everything, like, there's, like, a fourth behind the stage that doesn't get sold.
Mm-hmm.
They opened the seats up for $12 a seat, and they put a screen back there.
That's kind of cool.
That was awesome.
I'd still sit there.
Oh, yeah. And for $12? Hell yeah. It made me really mad I didn't have my passport. Mm-hmm. I would have gone.
Yeah, you should get on that.
I need to get a birth certificate first.
Those are cheap.
Yeah, I just need to take the time and go do it.
Yeah.
I'll get there. Eventually.
On the bright side, that part of, like, where you go for that is never actually super busy.
No. Because that's the same area that you go to get your marriage certificate.
Yep.
And
they're never busy on that side.
No. It's always so slow.
I had to go get one for Harvey and Waylon. When we did their passports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cheap. It took me like 5 minutes.
And they're so nice at the, I don't know which county courthouse you went to, but Minnehaha, they're so nice in there.
I went to the Minnehaha one.
Okay, yeah. They're so nice in that place.
Mm-hmm.
They are nice in Lincoln County too, because that's where I went when I was working in Canton. But yeah, they're just really good here. I'll get on it. I'll get on it when you create a new Spotify profile.
I'll do that when I leave this room.
I can't say the same about my birth certificate.
That's what I thought.
That'd have to be the next time I go downtown for a meeting. I'll be like, yeah, I gotta go in there and quick.
There you go.
Okay. Last one. I thought it would be really funny to talk about our Friendsgiving and the white elephants that we do. Because we have some killer white elephant gifts, I think.
Yeah, we had some good ones.
Yeah. I do think Mike won, even though he wasn't there with the Jesus loves all the sluts sign.
Dude, yeah.
That was great. We went together to go shopping, and I'm kind of mad he found that first. Rude.
Yeah, that was a really good one. The one Brody got was really good.
Which one did Brody get?
The cock ring.
Yeah. I got a vibrator one year.
Yep.
And it ranges. We had everything from board games, pictures, cups.
Pickles. A big jar of pickles.
And it went to, like, the best person for it.
I would have fought her for it.
I'm guessing they're going to stay at the shop anyways.
They are.
So it went to the perfect person anyway. Yeah. You guys can both eat the gallon jar of pickles.
What else did we get?
What did CJ's cup say?
Mom pleaser.
That was great.
Yep, that was a really good one for him, especially.
I don't know, I kind of wanted it.
Your mom's not very pleased with you.
Well, when you put it that way.
Oh, man.
Never mind. I got lube.
You did.
And I left it at the shop, actually.
It's in the back of my car. I grabbed it.
Oh, hey, thanks. I appreciate that. You got a board game, I think?
Yep, I got board games.
Board games. Always good in our group. Gosh, what else did we have? We also had, like, the circle water thing Amber got.
Yep. One year, there was an ironing board. Brody brought that.
I don't remember. Wait, was that the year of the giant inflatable penis?
No, it was the year before that.
Okay.
The giant inflatable penis is still in our attic.
And still inflated.
Still very inflated. I don't know how.
And when we say giant, like, it's taller than me.
Yeah. It's huge.
It's huge. It's like 6 feet. Hilarious.
I got a big bottle of wine one time.
Nice. I'm trying to remember what I got the vibrator. This year I got the lube. I'm not picking these on purpose either. It's just what I'm getting. God, what did I get? Oh, I got golf balls last year that stayed in your car for 9 months.
Yep. Whoops. What else? We've had some really good ones.
Jamal
St. Nick.
Yes. Greatest, funniest thing. I love how Aitlin had to have it.
Yeah.
Aitlin's like, she was what? How old was she? Eight. And someone brought a Black Santa cookie jar and a Black Santa painting. Because it's all they could find at, like, Target. That we were like, eh, it's different. Let's bring this. And Aitlin, who we let play with us, she loved both of them. She made her parents bring it home.
I was going to say, Jacob had to, like, fight for those for her.
Yeah. And everyone was like, all right, we'll let the child have them.
Yep. She wanted them to hang it up in her room so bad.
Mm-hmm. They did.
But I love Christmas.
It was so funny. She loved it so much. And now Jamal is back in your home.
Yeah. Not hung up yet. He will be soon, though.
I expect nothing. You don't even have your tree up yet.
We'll do that this week when Maddox is back.
That would make sense.
Yep. And now that our basement's finally finished again.
The floor looks so good.
Well, it's so nice to have our basement back.
Yeah.
Except the fireplace doesn't work now.
Why am I not surprised? It wasn't hardly working before it flooded.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Oh, it's so bad. I tried to turn it on today.
Yeah.
Because it's cold down here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing.
Like the gas, it doesn't even smell like propane or anything. So.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sick. We're having fun with that.
It'll be done eventually.
Hopefully.
I brought you a floor transition at least.
We did. You did. We needed that.
Also, playing Taboo was so much fun.
I was telling Anna that today. I was like, dude, that game was amazing with everyone.
Yeah. It's so much fun. For those of you that don't know, Taboo is, I don't know what kind of, like a charades game almost. And you have a card, and you have to get people to say the word on top of the card without saying the words that are on the bottom half or part of the word on top. And we played with, but there was 14 people there last night?
13.
Boys against girls. It was so much. We went through every single card in the box. Twice. Because they're dual-sided.
And the girls won.
And the girls
by
won.
By 1 point.
131 to 132.
It was great.
Won. It was fantastic.
Especially because we were behind by like 12 for the longest time. We could not catch up.
And the boys got too cocky and couldn't figure it out. And we're like, we got this. We really synced up there for a while and figured it the fuck out.
We did. It was great.
Yeah, it is. And we also have the adult version. So it's my favorite that was playing it with Stacy when Maddox was like sitting next to the table, not paying attention. And she's like, oh God, I can't do this. It's like, it's okay, Stacy. We're all adults here.
He's not paying even the slightest attention.
No. Her poor son, Parker. Parker's like, nope. I can't listen to my mom say this. Like, that's fair. That's fair.
I had to listen to my dad.
Dan's a different animal.
It's true.
Dan is just Dan.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good game. Definitely recommend getting it. Me and Mike also found a new game that we are purchasing and we are going to bring. And it's called Werewolf.
Okay.
If anyone has played this before, let me know if it's as fun as it seems. So we're watching this on a YouTube channel called Smosh. And you, like, if there's six players, you get six cards out, you shuffle them. You can do it very basic, so it's five villagers, one werewolf, and you have a moderator. You hand all the cards out, you don't tell anyone what you have, and you look at it. If you're the werewolf, you have to kill all of the villagers. So the way it works is it's six people, one moderator, so seven total. You can do it with different numbers. So the moderator's like, all right, we're like, the last one we watched was, it's 2007 and you're in LA and there's a werewolf on the loose. And we're going to go to bed now. It's nighttime and we'll all convene in the morning. So then you go, all right, everyone closes their eyes. And the moderator goes, werewolf, open your eyes. So like the moderator knows who the werewolf is. And he goes, who would you like to kill tonight? And they point at one random person. He goes, all right, everyone go to bed. And they also, one person is a seer. And then he goes, all right, seer, open your eyes. And the seer can guess who the werewolf is. And the moderator will tell him, just yes or no. So then everyone closes their eyes again. You wake up. One person is already dead. One person starts out dead. And then they can't say anything. They have to just sit back and watch. And then everyone debates who is the werewolf. The seer can say, if they want, who like they ask and stuff like that is. If it's a werewolf, they'll try to really push, like, guys, this is the werewolf. We have to like vote him to execution.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just like, I don't know. This guy seems fishy. He's talking a lot. He's pointing things out. I think he is, blah, blah, blah. And you can vote to execute someone you think is the werewolf. If you are correct, all the villagers win. If you're wrong, then nighttime falls on you again.
Somebody else dies.
Somebody else dies. The seer can see again. And it
All
goes.
right.
And it's two people, the werewolf and one villager. The werewolf wins. And then there's like other packs, and you can add different roles in. Like there's a chupacabra that if the chupacabra, he gets to decide one person to kill too. And if it's the werewolf, then the chupacabra becomes the werewolf.
Oh, shit.
And like so many other different things. It's so fun. So it's, and it's $10 off of Amazon. So we're gonna have
I'm
to,
ready.
yes. So let me know if like you've ever played this because I'm so excited to give this a whirl.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Yeah, especially if we've got all the adults here drinking one night.
Yeah.
It's gonna start some fights.
My favorite. We also did golfing on the simulator last night.
Oh yeah, I love that simulator. We're getting better at arching our iron shots at least.
Yeah. You made it through the house once. I made it over the house
You did.
into the pool.
Into the pool. You still made it over though, and that
I
was a win.
did. Andy hit the guy standing on the house.
Yep. He was, I was happy with him. I was very proud.
Yeah.
I mean, he
That
got
was
a
a good
hole in one.
time.
That was fun. I like that. And the putting game too.
Yeah. We sucked.
Yeah. You couldn't tell that we actually know how to golf.
No, we did so bad.
Because you didn't bring the Scotty.
I chalk it up to that as well. Yeah, we should have had the Scotty.
That's what I told myself at a mini golf at my bachelorette too.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have our actual putters.
No, we had the cheap little.
Little plastic ones.
Yeah.
It's still fun.
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
The food is always good at Friendsgiving too.
Yeah.
How much soup do you have left?
Allie took home her crock pot that's completely full, and mine's like halfway full. Yeah, should not have done a double bet. Double batch. Good Lord.
Okay. It's a Sunday night. We're not supposed to
My brain was
drink.
not supposed to brain today.
Sorry about that. It's my fault. I have to go to a conference this week.
Yep. Damn it, anyways.
Damn it, anyways. We'll be back on our after this week, hopefully, maybe. We'll see.
We've done it once on a Monday. We've not done good at this.
Nope. Nope. We're still new. It's fine. We'll be okay.
And we started when everyone gets sick and does dumb things.
Yeah. Having a 2-day hangover doesn't help, you know?
I don't know if it was fully a hangover.
Oh, I'm still nauseous. Always at night, though. And if anyone asks, no, I'm not pregnant. I've heard that too many times. And no. Okay, thank you.
No, I still get nauseous a little bit. Stacy said she still gets it off and on.
Last night was really bad for me after I got home. I was like, all right, I need to go to bed.
Yeah. I think something's just going around, which now Mike's sick.
Time in our house right now.
Man cold.
Man cold.
Damn it, Mike.
I need to stop and get him more medicine after this. Think that's the end of our list.
It is.
There we go. All right. Well, guess that's the end for this week.
Yeah. Awesome. See y'all next week.
See you next week. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Put us on the background. Turn it on. Put your phone on mute. Just play this a few times if you've been. That'd be cool. Go follow the TikTok and the Instagram. Yeah. And we'll see you next week.
All right.
Bye.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.